Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Well, thank you for being with me, and I am sorry to talk about a topic this morning that you might not bring up in polite circles. It's a sensitive topic, to say the least. Unless you're in politics, and then it becomes, well, the topic du jour as we head into the November elections. Caitlin McCuskey is with us, political coordinator of the Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America Group, and she's going to answer some questions for me, and we're going to talk about the A word, abortion. Thank you for being available, and it's a sensitive topic in most circles. But now it seems to be topic number one on the minds of voters for this election, particularly here in Michigan. Why is that?
Well, thank you for having me on. Absolutely. It is a huge topic going into the midterms. Frankly, I think a lot of it is because Democrats have very little else to run on, right? We've seen the numbers on our presidential approval. We've seen economic approval, right track, wrong track. And so you have the pro-abortion left is really hanging a lot of their hopes for remaining in power on this issue. You've seen, I think, Governor Whitmer has sent something around $23 million against Tudor Dixon. A majority of that has gone to this message of promoting abortion on demand up until the moment of birth. And so they're really trying to make it an issue. They're really trying to put it front and center. Obviously, you have the Supreme Court case earlier this year, the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization that overturned Roe versus Wade. So that was a huge flashpoint as well. But ultimately, they've perpetuated that narrative, and they've really, really pushed their agenda on this issue.
Would you mind me asking a few questions, because it's been on the program quite a bit? But we're running out of time before people will vote. Some of them will be voting already on their absentee ballots. The ballot proposal that we have in Michigan, if you vote yes, what exactly, without any political spin, are you voting for?
You are voting for a right to abortion enshrined in the Michigan Constitution at any point in the pregnancy. So there are no limits. There are no it overturns a lot of state law, a lot of Michigan's existing laws on regulations of abortion. So that includes health and safety standards. It includes parental consent and notification. So what you're doing is an uninhibited right to abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy.
Okay, so baked into that cake, for lack of a better word, is that minors will be able to get them without any parental consent. Is that true?
We are looking into that, and we believe, not just that we're looking into it, but we believe that the way that the amendment is written, the way that the language is written, that yes, it would remove parental consent and notification laws.
And a doctor or somebody else could perform an abortion 10 minutes before delivery?
Yes.
And does Governor Whitmer support that, as far as you know? Because we hear a lot about Tudor Dixon and what her thoughts were in that interview where she said she thought there should be no exceptions, which she sort of has backed away from, I think, a little bit now. But what does the governor think? Does she think it should be unfettered right up until the last minute?
Right. Well, I think Tudor Dixon and Governor Whitmer have been very clear on where they stand. Tudor Dixon supports is pro-life. She has exceptions for life of the mother, whereas Governor Whitmer has been unabashedly pro-abortion, believing that you have a right to abortion through the 9th month of pregnancy through the due date, basically, that there should be absolutely no restrictions. She's against even providing, you know, a true choice. She's vetoed funding for alternatives to abortion through her line item veto. And so she's made herself very clear as to where she stands on this issue. And she's very much for abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy.
Yesterday, a member of Congress suggested on that program that without the legalized abortion in Michigan, that women who are having a miscarriage would not be able to get the treatment they need. Is that true?
That is absolutely not true. Most laws, including the law in Michigan currently, have exceptions for life of the mother. They have miscarriage is not abortion care. Miscarriage care is not abortion care. That is something that obviously a woman needs. Obviously, any doctor, any reasonable doctor would know that and would provide that care. And so for cases that, you know, again, life of the mother, miscarriage care, ectopic pregnancy, those are still able to, women are still able to receive treatment for those cases, in those cases.
Did Governor Whitmer really talk about abortion, if it's legal in Michigan, as an economic advantage over other Midwest states?
She did, which I think only goes to show that she really doesn't have any real economic development plans. Her plan is that because there are states around Michigan who are limiting abortion, like Indiana and Ohio, that somehow that is going to lure more businesses to Michigan. I think her quote is that she wants to, quote, eat their lunch. And that's just absolutely ridiculous. Abortion is not an economic incentive. It's quite outrageous to suggest that we need abortion for women to be successful, for families to be successful, et cetera.
To poach business from states with protective pro-life laws, the governor reportedly told the Free Press, quote, "I want to walk into Indiana and Ohio and eat their lunch," end quote. That's a stomach-turning thought, isn't it? I mean, this is a sensitive topic, and to talk about that, and then to use the phrase, "I want to fight like hell to get abortion on demand in Michigan," just seems insensitive over such a delicate topic.
Absolutely, and I think Whitmer, again and again, has proven or has shown that she isn't really taking into account the emotional decision, the emotional place that a lot of women are coming from when they choose that. They're not, you know, it's not a shout your abortion. It's often a very vulnerable woman who really needs help. And to use it as an economic driver to degrade the loss of life in that way is just absolutely atrocious. And I guess, again, she continually over the last 4 years has really limited the options that women have, you know, vetoing funding for alternatives to abortion, not really recognizing, again, that women need help in these situations. It's not something you shout from the rooftops. It's often a very vulnerable place that these women are coming from.
Oh, I just wish it were a private matter between a woman and her quote-unquote doctor and that it wasn't a political football. Thank you, Mrs. McCuskey.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.